People do crazy things, the young cop said, still writing. If you say so, the security chief said. Look, fellas, the museum would really like to get this cleared up as quickly as possible. It's been hours already. Can't we get the remains taken out now? Sorry, sir, the older cop said. Not until the detectives are done documenting the scene. How long will that take? The security chief asked. The older cop's radio clicked, and he took it off his belt and had a brief conversation. Sir, he told the security chief, they're removing the body now. Forensics will be over in a couple of hours to sweep the room.
Why the delay? The chief asked.
The cop answered with a shrug. But until then, I'm afraid we'll have to close down access to the crime scene.
There are a dozen different senior members of the staff with offices off of that hallway, the security chief protested.
I'm sure they'll finish up as quickly as they can, sir, the cop said, though his tone brooked no debate.
Told my boss I'd give it a try, the chief sighed. You want to come explain it to him?
Glad to, the cop said with a forced smile. Lead the way. The two cops and the security chief strode off together, presumably to talk to somebody with an office, a receptionist, and an irritatingly skewed perspective on the importance of isolating a crime scene. I chewed on my lip. I was pretty sure that the apparent murder the cops were talking about and my hotspot of dark magic had to be related to each other. But if the hotspot was located on a murder site, it would be shut away from any access. Forensics could spend hours, even days, going over a room for evidence. That meant that if I wanted to get a look around, I had to move immediately. From what the cops had said, forensics wasn't there yet. The men moving the body were part of the new civilian agency the city government was employing to transport corpses around town, judging from the ambulance outside. Both cops were with the security chief, which would mean that at most there was maybe a detective and a cop at the crime scene. There might be a chance that I could get close enough to see something. It took me about 2 seconds to make up my mind. The minute the security chief was out of sight, I slipped through the nondescript doorway, down a flight of stairs, and into the plain and unassuming hallways meant for the field museum's staff instead of its visitors. I passed a small alcove with a fridge, a counter, and a coffee machine. I picked up a cup of coffee, a bagel, a newspaper, and a spiral notebook someone had left there. I piled up everything in my arms and tried to look like a bored academic on his way to his office. I had no clue where I was going yet, but I tried to walk like I knew what I was doing, reaching out with my arcane senses in an effort to feel where the remnants of the hot spot might be. I chose intersections methodically, left each time. I hit a couple of dead ends, but tried to keep close track of where I was going. The complex of tunnels and hallways under the Field Museum could swallow a small army without needing a glass of water, and I couldn't afford to get lost down there. It took me 15 minutes to find it. One hallway had been marked with crime scene tape, and I homed in on it. Even before I turned down the hall, my senses prickled with uneasy cold. I'd found my hot spot of necromantic energy, and there was a murder scene at its center. I heard footsteps and slipped to one side, remaining still as a pair of cops in suits came out, arguing quietly with each other about the shortest path outside so that they could smoke. They'd been cooped up with the body, taking pictures and documenting the scene since before any place had been open for breakfast, and neither one of them sounded like he was in a good mood. "Rollins," said one of them into his radio, "where the hell are you?"
"Talking to some administrator," came a reply, the voice of the older cop from upstairs.
"How soon can you get down here to watch the site?"
"Give me a few minutes."
"Damn it," cursed the other detective. "Bastard is doing this on purpose."
The one with the radio nodded.
"Screw this. I've been on duty since noon yesterday. We've got the scene documented. It'll keep for 2 minutes while he walks his slow ass down here."
The other detective nodded his agreement, and they left. I set my props aside and slipped under the tape and down the hallway. There were office doors every couple of steps, all closed. At the end of the hall, a door stood open, the lights on. I might have only a few minutes, and if I was going to learn anything, it had to be now. I hurried forward. There might not have been a body there anymore, but even before I saw it, the room stank of death. It's an elusive scent, something that you get as a bonus to other smells, rather than a distinctive smell of its own. The thick, sweet odor of blood was in the air,
mixed in with the faint stench of offal. There was a musty, moldy smell of old things long underground, too, as well as a few traces of something spicier, maybe some kind of incense. The death scent was mixed all through it, something sharp and unnerving, halfway between burned meat and cheap, ammonia-based cleaner. My stomach rolled uncomfortably, and the rising sense of dark energy didn't help me keep it calm. The office was a fairly large one. Shelves and filing cabinets lined the walls. Three desks sat clumped together in the middle of the room. A small refrigerator sat in the corner, near an old couch and coffee table, littered with mostly empty boxes of Chinese takeout and a laptop computer. Books and boxes filled the shelves. The desks were cluttered with books, notebooks, folders, and a few personal articles. A novelty coffee mug, a couple of picture frames, and some recent popular novels. Everything had been splattered with blood and dark magic. The blood had dried out, and most of it was either red-black or dark brown. There was a large pool on the floor between the door and the nearest desk, dried into a sticky sludge. A sharp, almost straight line marked where the corpse had been lifted, probably peeling up the hem of a jacket or coat from where it had been stuck to the floor. Droplets had splattered the walls, the desk, the photographs, the novels, and the novelty mugs. I hated blood. As a decorating theme, it left something to be desired, and it smelled horrible. My stomach twisted again, and I fought to keep down the donuts I'd grabbed at the convenience store. I closed my eyes and then forced myself to open them again, to look.